instruments playing, and thank you so much for that. It really was a blessing. Let me invite our hospitality team to come on up and find your seat up here. Now, I'll go ahead and tell the congregation that I told these fine folks the gnashing of teeth when I told them we were going to do this. I said, well, listen, this is not really us as a team talking to you, the congregation. This is really the hospitality team talking to each other, and you get to listen in on the conversation. And so that takes a little bit of the anxiety out of it, maybe. But so don't, you know, don't look at these people. They don't want to be seen by you. They just want to be heard by you, okay? So let me kind of set it up a little bit here. There are four teams that we're utilizing on Sunday mornings as part of our replanting effort. You've heard me talk about this. Our worship team, which includes our instrumentals and our vocalists. Our technology team, or our tech team, that's everybody that's in the back of the room that help make everything happen with lights and sound and our projection and our live stream. But also our kids team, which functions. They're actually ministering right now down in our kids area. And then finally our hospitality team. So these four teams. Now remember, now it's God who is replanting Robertsville, right? Because we are His church. We are His people. And so He's doing a work here. Now, the hospitality team, they're responsible to ready our entrances and our campus for the arrival of guests and for the arrival of you, our church family. The aim is to make sure that guests and church family are welcomed and find their way to the right place. So for somebody that shows up for worship, we don't want them to end up down in the basement. We want them to end up here in the room. For families that show up with kids, we don't want them to end up in the fellowship hall. We want them to end up down in the kids area where the kids ministry is happening. Now, I'm working with this team, and when we first met on October the 23rd, you'll remember back, October the 23rd was the kickoff of our new schedule, and so the 9 o'clock hour is a preparation hour, and so we met together. I asked the team some questions just to see what they thought about hospitality as an important ministry for our church. Now, I was so impacted by our conversation that day that I wanted to have that conversation in front of you, kind of like a panel discussion. And now, needless to say, when I shared that with the team, they were thrilled. They really were. I'm kidding. So here we are. Here we are right here. Give it up for the hospitality team. All right. team, let's go around and let's just give your name and just tell how long you've been a part of the Robertsville church family. We'll start with you, Jill.
Hey, I'm Jill Scott. We moved here in 2009, so we've been here 13 years.
I'm Richard Schulman. We moved here in Oak Ridge in 1990, and we started coming to this church, I think it was 92.
And I'm Wanda Schulman, and I too moved here in 90 and started coming here in 92. And our family was baptized into this church in 1995.
Amen. Amen. I'm Gail Sweden, and I was grandfathered in because I married my husband Larry, so I've been here 42 years.
I'm Marilyn Curley. Danny and I joined this church in 1994. So we've been here about 28 years.
I'm Stephanie Smith, and excuse me, the Lord led us here in March of 88, so almost 35 years now.
Wow. And so this team, you all have been a part of Robertsville for many years, and so you've seen the life of the church and you've experienced it. And some of you have been involved in kind of the welcoming ministry of our church in the past. Each one of you has had experiences with the hospitality ministry. And so as we've met together and began to prepare ourselves for this new work, I want to ask you, what comes to your mind when you hear the word hospitality? Go ahead, Gail.
Well, for me, being a nice Southern woman, the first thing is food.
Amen.
It doesn't hurt that I enjoy it a lot, too. But food is hospitality. Mm. Part of it, anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it's making people feel comfortable and just a part of something.
Okay. So we hear that food's involved, but it's also creating a space where people can find their place. Kind of what you're saying, a comfortable place. Yeah.
For me, it's making sure people are welcomed and feel welcome. And can I tell a story?
Sure.
Before we started going to churches, we were going to visit around. There were several churches where we had a list of churches we were going to visit. The first church we went to, not one person greeted us. And it was a kind of a confusing church to know where to go. So we just kind of had to feel our way around. Needless to say, we never went back. This was another church on our list. We came here. This was the second church we visited. And boy, did we feel welcomed. So we are still here.
To add to that, I had a number of friends at work that we met at lunchtime and had a little prayer long before I was a Christian. And they'd give me the names of several churches. And like Wanda said, we went to one and we came here. And we had several more churches we were planning to go visit. So when we came here, we sat in that very back row. And a couple, Howard and Evelyn Rosser, were sitting up front. And Howard came back and he said, "Hey, hi, welcome. Come on up, sit with us." Okay. And so the next week, rather than go to another church, we came back here and we started to sit in the very back row. And guess what? Howard came back and friendly asked us to come sit up with them. So we did. And the third week, we came here and we said, "Well, there ain't no sense sitting in the back. We know where we're going to sit."
You just went ahead and found Howard sat with them.
Yes.
Him, huh?
And by the way, we've been sitting in that same seat ever since.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Anybody else?
Stephanie said something really important to me. You know, when you said we want people to feel like they're part of us.
Okay.
You know, that is so important. You know, when you come to church, we want people to feel welcome. We want them to be happy when they're here. But it's more than that. We're a family. And we want us to all be together and all, you know, have a part in that family.
Mm-hmm. So that welcome is extended, to people that you would consider to be like you, but it's also extended to people who are like completely different than you. And so then the body of Christ or the family of Christ then becomes like a really cool like tapestry of different people from all different backgrounds. And that's kind of the way the Holy Spirit does it. And so to be able to know how the Lord has woven our church together is very special. And it really indicates that it's not so much of our doing, it's of God's doing. It's Him putting the church family together. I love knowing that that's how God is involved and how He utilizes the hospitality ministry. What do you think? Well, first of all, a word that we could use in place of hospitality, because I think another thing that came out in our initial conversation is that when you think hospitality, you think about like the hospitality industry. And so that includes food service and like hotels and things like that. But what would be another word that we could use in place of hospitality?
Welcome.
Okay.
Welcoming.
Yeah, welcoming. Right, be sure to talk in the mic. Yeah, so we're like welcoming could be a word that you might use in place of. So like a welcoming ministry. So what do you think is involved in, and some of this has already been spoken of, what do you think is involved in that kind of welcoming ministry?
Well, I know when you first came here, we did first impressions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I read the book, and it was very revealing and very encouraging and yet scary, because it is so easy to turn somebody off of a church. The book encouraged us to go and visit a church that we're not known at.
Okay.
So I visited two churches. Now, this is my church home where I grew up spiritually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I went to two churches, and the first was a small church, really, you know, what I would call a very small, modest church. And they were very welcoming. But the thing of it is, when I went there, this nice man gave me a bulletin and says, "Good morning, hon. Welcome to blah, blah, blah." I did not like being called hun by somebody I didn't know. So then I went to a bigger church. It was bigger, many more people than I was used to. And they had a kiosk in the middle, and I was welcomed and was given information, a track. And then I was, you know, chivied on toward where they were meeting. And that's the last contact I had with anyone. I sat down in a seat. A family came and sat beside me. And I said, "Hello." And they said, "Hello," and then turned away from me and started talking to each other.
Yeah.
And so, needless to say, I would not have gone back.
So then that's your experience that you've had. And so then, based on that experience, coming back here to your church home, what would you want to be included in a ministry of hospitality here?
Well, I'll tell, to demonstrate that, I will tell you, years and years and years ago, Larry and I went down to Daytona Beach, and it was a Come As You Are church. And so we went to Calvary Baptist, where Jerry Cadenhead, I still remember the minister's name, it's very unusual. But people would come, and they didn't come like ducks on a June bug. You know, they came and sincerely didn't just say, "Hi, welcome to our church," and went on. Mm-hmm. They sat down, "Where are you from?" And took an interest.
Okay.
So I think a sincere interest.
Okay, so sincere,
mm-hmm.
something that's real and authentic, but then an interest. That interaction with that person becomes an interest. You're interested in their lives. You're interested in finding out about them. So there's a phrase that has been used before, that in church, it's about knowing and being known. So as you interact with people and establish relationships, that really meets a need in each of our hearts, that every person wants to know someone and be known by someone. It's reciprocal in a way. And so as it relates to this ministry of hospitality, that quality of sincerity and a sincere interest in someone else causes you to take that step of not just knowing somebody, but then kind of, it's a little bit of a vulnerable step where you actually share about yourself. And so there's kind of this knowing and being known part to the life of the church. Thanks for sharing that, Gail. Anybody else? What do you think can be included and involved in a ministry of hospitality or a ministry of welcoming? Any other thoughts?
Well, we're the ministry, or we're the hospitality committee, but each one of you are members of this church, and you carry that hospitality out on the pews where you sit. and who you talk to afterwards. And, you know, we can welcome people, but if we're the only ones that talk to them, they're not going to have a good feeling. We can be a friendly church, friendly with each other, but we have to include other people in our little circle or they will not feel welcome. So when you're talking to people after church, make sure you include those who you don't usually talk to.
Yeah. So Marilyn, you're saying that it's not just the work of the hospitality team, this ministry of hospitality or welcoming. It's really the work of the church. And so each one of us, and some of you might say, well, Pastor, there is no way I can approach somebody that I don't know and speak. I'm shy. I don't like to talk to people that I don't know. People that I don't know, I don't know what to say. And I'll embarrass myself. How can I be involved in that sort of ministry? Well, I'm glad you asked. There's a way in which someone who's very personal and private, very introverted, can be aware of people in the room who are new or guests who are visiting. And though you may not be the one to be the mouthpiece to speak to them or to include them in a conversation, you can be prayerful and aware of this ministry. And so you may not be the mouthpiece, but you can still participate in your own prayer and your own awareness of the importance of this ministry. All right. Any other thoughts about what a hospitality ministry might include?
Well, I would just like to say, you know, in the Bible, God tells us where two or more come together. And I think that's part of people coming together in church face to face. It's great that we have the video thing and you can do all that, but that doesn't get across God's love for us and love for each other that we have when we come together. And that's one reason I love to come here, see all your people, and just be friendly and good friends.
So an aspect of hospitality ministry is the importance of face-to-face.
Yes.
It really is person to person to person. And so that's an important aspect. Well, listen, let me say thank you to each one for your input and your perspective and your involvement in this ministry. Y'all give it up for the hospitality team. You may go and be seated. I really do appreciate their willingness to share their own perspectives and experiences. I want to make a couple of notes that the purpose of the hospitality team, like if you were to write it down on a piece of paper, is this. It is to welcome people, and I would say especially guests, before the worship service, so before people arrive in the sanctuary, at the doorways or maybe even outside the doors at times, helping to guide parents with kids down to the kids' area, also being available to answer any questions that someone may have, and also providing directions around the facility, and so that people know how to move from place to place and how to get to where they want to be. So that's an important note about the purpose of the hospitality team. If the Lord puts it on your heart that this is a ministry that you want to be a part of, please come and talk to me about it, and I'll share with you more about what that ministry looks like and how you can be involved. But then second, I want to reinforce what Marilyn said, and that is that the hospitality ministry does not belong just to the hospitality team. It really is a ministry of the whole church. And just like Richard talked about how when they visited, there was actually a couple that reached out to them and invited them to come and sit with them so that there was that kind of that face-to-face, person-to-person contact and how it is that God used that. And so that has been a part of the culture of this church for years and years. And this is a church that is welcoming and friendly and quick to introduce themselves to people and seek to make people feel welcomed. And I want to affirm that and to commend you on that outreach to people that attend here. And I will say this, sometimes you can reach out too much though, right? And so you want to be cautious about that, especially if somebody is here for the first time. You don't want to overwhelm them with friendliness. And so if you see... somebody. Maybe you can sense that they've had numerous conversations. You might just want to hold off till the next week so that we don't overwhelm people with our friendliness. So there's a balance there that we want to be aware of. As we kind of wrap up our time this morning, I do want to share this. In the New Testament, hospitality is an essential ingredient of the culture of the early church. You really can't talk about the early church without talking about the ministry and the presence of hospitality. When we think of hospitality, we think about it as we've said, of welcoming others, maybe over a meal, sharing a meal together, being together in a common gathering space. Greeting others with friendliness. This is what hospitality is. Including others in conversations. Showing an interest in someone's life. These are some of the things that we've mentioned already. All of these are a part of hospitality. We see this kind of interaction in Jesus' life, don't we? When you read the New Testament, the Gospels especially, and you're aware of how it was that Jesus was with people. He loved people and he loved being with people. But he also had times when he was alone and apart. He needed that time and that space. How do we see it in Jesus' life? The times he was gathered with Mary and Martha and Lazarus in their homes, sharing a meal together. Times he was gathered with Matthew for a kind of like a community get-together with the religious leaders in Matthew's home. How do we see Jesus kind of interacting with people? What about with Zacchaeus when Jesus accepted the invitation to Zacchaeus' home? Jesus being called the friend of sinners. Why was he called a friend of sinners? Because he spent way too much time with the wrong people. And he was called the friend of sinners because of the time that he spent with them, the time that he spent gathered together, the time that he spent sharing meals with the chief of sinners. So we see it practiced in Jesus' life. And but his life is one that we should emulate, isn't it? Well, in Romans 12, 13 and verse 13, Paul includes hospitality in a list of encouragements to the church. I want to read from verse 9 to verse 13. Paul writes this, "Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord." I want to pause right here and say today you might need to hear that encouragement. Keep your spiritual fervor. Don't allow your spirit, your heart, your love for the Lord Jesus to grow cold, to be discouraged. Don't allow yourself to walk away from the Lord. Paul gives that encouragement. Keep that spiritual zeal, never lacking, but keep your fervor in serving the Lord. Verse 12, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. And then verse 13, share with the Lord's people who are in need. And then these two simple words, practice hospitality. The ancient word here is philoxenia, philoxenia. And if you break that word down, you have the word love, which comes from philos, which is that brotherly kind of love. And then the word xenia, which is the word for stranger. You could translate that then to say the love of the stranger, the brotherly love of the stranger, or love to the stranger. So along with agape love in verse 9, along in verse 10 with honoring others before yourself, maintaining spiritual fervor in serving the Lord in verse 11, being joyful and patient and faithful in verse 12, Paul adds this essential quality to the character and the culture of the early church, and that is practice loving the stranger. It was just a part of who the people of Jesus were from the very beginning and who it is that Jesus calls us to be today. Amen. It's important to know that hospitality is not just us being welcoming to guests because, hey, we're a nice, friendly church. And we are. And that's important. You don't want to lose that because it's hard to get it back. But it's really more than that. It's really about us at Robertsville seeking to put into practice the culture of the New Testament church. And in the New Testament church, those believers were practicing hospitality. Church, we are called to this. We're expected to practice hospitality because of who we are. Not just being nice folks, but because of who we are as Jesus's people. Amen. I'm excited to see how the Lord is going to continue to bless our obedience as we share our love to strangers, to guests who join us, to new people that the Lord adds to our gathering. And my prayer, my hope, is that it will all be for God's glory. Everything, everything here for God's glory. Amen. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you so much for your word that speaks to us today. It challenges us, Lord, and calls us to a higher place, to have within our own hearts a love for those that we do not know. That's of you, Lord Jesus, and so build that in us. Teach us and train us. Equip us in this ministry. Thank you for those that have committed themselves to the ministry team of hospitality, and for those that will be added to that in the days ahead. Lord, I thank you in advance. Lord, to you be all the glory this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand together. We're going to sing a closing song, and then we're going to move to our life groups.